Jeff Linder, head men's basketball coach of the University of Wyoming Cowboys, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back to The Whole Show, powered by Chevron. Joining me now on the First Advantage Hotline, we're talking to Cody Tucker of 7220sports.com. He is our official Wyoming Cowboys insider. And, still, I think Cowboys fans are still riding high. They've won two in a row. They've won four out of the last five games. They're feeling really good. Now, again, the schedule for them, they haven't been playing all the world beaters, save for beating Colorado State. They lost to San Diego State. But this Cowboys team is, you can't say gritty, because they play with a high-functioning offensive style where they're not, like, grinding. They're scoring. I mean, this team can score. Jeff Linder getting those guys, man, those three guys that are just lighting it up in Walters and Cott and Wentzel, like these, and Griffin's been good. The Cowboys, that's a fighting team right there, man. I mean, 12-9, 5-3 overall. We're trying to get Cody on right now. We got him. We made it happen somehow, some way. We do have Cody Tucker on. Cody, I know the Cowboys beat Air Force recently, but I think a lot of Cowboys fans are still living in that world, that crazy world where they come all the way back and beat Colorado State in the last minute of the game.
Yeah, man, it just made Colorado Springs on Tuesday night almost, it was a must win. That would have been a gigantic letdown to go into that, to a half, you know, a quarter full Kloon Arena and lose that game to that Air Force team. So I know we're all still talking about CSU, but I was really proud of the way they handled business. It didn't take a last minute shot. It didn't take anything crazy. They took care of business.
I think that's key, like the follow up there, because it was an emotional win, an unlikely win. But how do you go up against Air Force and find a way to win that game? That was, I agree with you 100%. That was the challenge. Can you come back down to earth and focus on a basketball game?
Yeah, that would have killed all momentum. And the Cowboys are feeling really good. And, you know, I was talking to the other beat writers after the game, and we were looking at the conference standings, and we're like, Wyoming's ahead of Colorado State. They're ahead of Nevada. They're ahead of UNLV, and they're tied with San Diego State, and which now they're right there ahead of San Diego State. So it's hard to believe, but they need to keep doing this. And I've heard you talk about it. And I know I've talked about it. Winning on the road in this league just hasn't been happening with any consistency. So a game like Air Force on the road, San Jose State on the road, you have to win that game.
You absolutely do. I mean, yeah, you got to find a way to get it done. This Cowboys team, though, Cody, has surprised a lot of people. But now you're starting to believe, right? I think there's fans that are starting to believe that maybe this team, I don't know if anybody's predicting them to go dancing, but maybe this team gets into the conference tournament and makes some freaking noise. We've seen it done historically by the Cowboys.
I've been writing it all year that this Cowboys team just needs to create chaos, and boy, have they done that so far. So, you know, UNLV, they're going into a place, I just wrote about it, they're going into a place they haven't won in the regular season since 2003. That's 19 losses inside the Thomas and Mack against the Rebels. But, you know, you see an Air Force team go in there and hammer them 90-58 last week, and you see UNLV go on the road and beat Boise State. So you never know what UNLV team you're going to get, and that's the beauty of this Wyoming team right now, is they're actually playing with that consistency, and you think you know what Wyoming team you're going to get. You're going to get Mason Walters down low and his passing abilities. Coach Linder said it for a long time that his passing abilities remind him of Hunter Maldonado, and we've certainly seen flashes of that. And when he draws a crowd, that leaves Sam Griffin, Aquil Cott, and like Tuesday night, Brendan Wenzel, who can hit six threes on you and drop 25 points. So we think we know what Wyoming team we're going to see. The problem has been the turnovers, and the last 2 weeks they've really rectified that.
Yeah, and just so many guys that, I mean, they have, like all those guys you just mentioned right there on any given night, not just one guy is going to go off. You're probably going to get two or three. And if you can get four, look out. I mean, they're going to get after it. But talk to us, Cody, a little bit about what happened Tuesday night between Coach Linder and Brendan Wenzel. Like, that exchange between the two that kind of lit a fire under Brendan.
Yeah, you know, at the beginning, they did this same thing last year. They didn't cover Bo Becker on the arc. They let him go nuts. He hit five threes, and it ended up being too much to overcome. The other night, they let Kellen Boylan, they left him alone all night long, and he was hitting wide open threes left and right. He hit nine of them, which tied a school record. And, you know, he hit three right off the bat, and you could tell Wenzel's just like going to the sideline like, Coach, are you sure about this? Like, this kid's obviously hot. We need to pop out and get a hand in this kid's face. And he said, nope, we're going to ride with this. And that's what they did. And Wenzel just went out, and he had a bunch of open looks too. And that's mainly because Mason Walters was just banging down low, and Air Force didn't have an answer for him. And Wenzel was getting open, and he was hitting his shots. So it was interesting to hear, because I asked Linder the same thing postgame. I was like, did you ever, when you see a guy get that hot, don't you think, yeah, we might abandon this game plan. This guy's just too hot. And he didn't. And Air Force's other double-digit scorers didn't do what they do. So that was the plan, and they followed it to perfection. And thank God Wyoming had 320-plus scorers, because that Kellen Boylan kid was extremely hot, finished with 32 points, and was just hitting everything.
This is ridiculous, man. I mean, that was Wyoming's down at the half, but when they started coming back and then they started kind of pulling away, when you got a guy on the other side scoring like that, nothing is safe.
Yeah, it was a little concerning. We were definitely all having flashbacks to last year in Colorado Springs, because Bo Becker couldn't miss. And, it was just way too much for that team to overcome. But, you know, Linder put it perfectly when we were standing in the tunnel. He said, literally night and day compared to when we were standing in this tunnel last year, all the way from the performance on the court to it was 65 degrees. And last year it was a blizzard, and they got stuck on Highway 287 in a bus for like 8 hours, and the whole team had to go to the one side of the bus so it didn't tip over and go down a hill. So,
wow.
A lot different. This whole year, you could say, is night and day compared to last year's disaster.
Well, yeah. I mean, just looking at what they've been able to do and overcoming, you know, all the struggles from last year. And I know Coach Linder had a weird offseason for sure. Not weird, but sad, too. I mean, he lost his father, and then I believe in that instance, when he's, correct me if I'm wrong, but he's attending his father's funeral, and then isn't shortly, or like around that time, is when Graham EK announced that he was leaving.
Yeah, that day. Not great timing for the big man, for sure. I was actually at the funeral, and when I pulled up, I talked to you that day, and I pulled up and showed Kevin McKinney from UW, showed him that tweet, and he was just like, man, I mean, it was a gut punch. But, you know, the whole year was a gut punch. It was the weirdest, most bizarre thing to go into a year to be picked to be neck and neck with San Diego State, a team that goes on to the national championship. And you get three guys out of the portal that all played AAU ball together, that played at UCLA and USC, and you're thinking, oh, my God. You know, the sky's the limit for this team. Anything less than a Sweet 16 is going to be a letdown. Next thing you know, they win nine games, their best player never leaves the bench, and the entire roster is in the portal.
I mean, it was just – I looked at it going, man, when Linder started at Wyoming, it looked like he's going to get a lot of offers. And then at the end of last year, it was like everything that could go wrong is going wrong. And I know he was extremely frustrated with it, with the state of basketball, too, the way it is. But going back to that Graham EK thing, man, I mean, I get it. You got to make a decision for yourself, and it's Gonzaga. I understand that. But come on, maybe, I mean, was it the end of the window or anything? Could he have given it 24 hours?
No, I believe we were 2 weeks into the portal situation already. Linder's father passed away during the Mountain West tournament. Linder didn't even coach in the Mountain West tournament for the Cowboys one and done, lost to New Mexico last year in the Thomas and Mack Center. So it had been about a week or two, I believe, at that point where the portal had already been open. It was really poorly timed, no doubt about it. I don't know that Jeff has ill will toward Graham and all that. I know he really loved Graham, and I know he really wanted him to stay. So I don't know how that whole situation is. I think he just wants that thing in the rearview mirror, and every win these Cowboys are putting out is doing that. It's putting it further in the rearview, and it's showing that, you know what, Jeff said it a lot last year. He goes, guys, I didn't forget how to coach all of a sudden. You know, AKA, there's problems outside of my control. And there was a ton of injuries and a ton of upheaval in that locker room. And now he's got guys. He brought in these dudes, you know, the NAIA Player of the Year, a D2 All-American, a journeyman in Sam Griffin, guys who all came here with a chip on their shoulder. And nobody has a bigger chip on their shoulder right now than Jeff Linder. And he said last week, I'm starting to get my fight back. The guys are seeing it, and we're seeing the results.
It's one of my favorite personalities around here as far as head coaches go, around like our area here up north. And they're doing something right. They're winners of four of their last five, Cody. So, again, you mentioned it. You go at UNLV, and then you're home against New Mexico, home against Utah State. We're going to find out, I suppose, if Wyoming really is going to turn out to be one of those upper echelon teams, kind of middle of the road. But I think we've all been impressed so far.
Yeah, and I mean, Brady, who in the world would have thought we'd even be having this conversation?
Correct.
Right now?
Yeah.
I mean, and I love it. And that's why, personally, I would love to see them go into UNLV and find a way to win that game, because the crowd would be fully behind this team. It'd be a packed house in the AA for New Mexico and Utah State. And the Cowboys have only lost one time at home this year. And it really, that CSU game, there's no doubt about it, that crowd of 7,000 plus definitely had something to do with Wyoming pulling that game out. And I heard Linder on your show yesterday talking about it, man. He's playing in front of all these sold-out crowds, and Wyoming, arguably, when things are good, is the best of the best. They're right there with the Pitt and right there with the Spectrum and right there with Viejas. It just hasn't been good over the last, you know, year plus. So when it's good, it's really good. And we saw that the year they won 25 games and ended up in the first four of the NCAA tournament.
Well, we'll see what they do coming up on Saturday. I had Linder on. I thought he'd forgotten all about me, man. I thought he forgot who I was. And he gets on and he's like, what the hell, man? You know, I go to Wyoming and I'm just nothing. So I made a mistake. And I do not want to get on that guy's bad side, I'll tell you that.
I'll tell you, he takes receipts too, man. and he reads your stuff, and he takes receipts. After that CSU game, he sat down and looked at us and said, "Well, you can't write about turnovers today." and after Nevada, nobody thought they had a shot, especially Nevada's beat writer. And he said, "Yeah, I won't be reading that anymore. Don't believe everything you read."
No, and I there's a part of me that really likes that. I like that coaches are checking in on stuff that's being said about them, whatever, and then fire back once in a while. It's fun, man. It makes it all kind of worth it.
Absolutely. I love it. And it's funny because Craig Bohl was a guy who would go, you know, I don't read any of your stuff. And then he would literally get on you about something he read in your story. And go, yeah, you read it all.
Well, yeah, he's on the show yesterday. And he the show right before us, we got a Hall of Fame high school basketball coach that hosts a high school prep show, Bruce Dick. And, you know, he made mention of that. And I'm like, dude, are you still listening or what? You won't admit that. But I have a feeling his ears are perking up once in a while. Cody, always love your work, man. It sounds like you got the assistant back there working today.
I sure do. We had to get ear tubes put in down in Loveland.
Oh, man.
Those
are
not acting like she just
said. She sounds happy, man. She sounds pumped.
She's pretty happy. She keeps saying hi to you, but I keep ignoring her.
Put her. Can you have her say hi? You can hold it up in the air. Just say hello. Hi.
Say hi, Brady.
Well, hello. You keep your dad in line, okay?
Me off the computer, so I appreciate it.
I love it, man. Cody, man, you're one of the great ones, my friend. A great writer, great Wyoming insider, and you know, an extremely great father too. Appreciate all your work, my man.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate you. You guys have a great day.
You too, Cody Tucker. That's a first. That's a first. Breaking news. We got Cody's little tiny. I'm friends with him on Facebook, and she's this little doll. She's a cutie. You got to be careful with this girl, though, someday, because he's already got her on the Pantera route. She's already in the heavy metal world, so you do not mess with her, man. You be ready. You're ready for thunder. So she's great.
She's throwing punches.
No, she sounded like she was sweet. She got the tubes in, and she's like, "Hi." My kid was like, "Go away now." Those things are interesting. 44 minutes after the hour. Angel, let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.